I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, March 26th. What to know about a deadly tornado outbreak in the Deep South, where people saw the worst of it, and how much damage is now left behind. Also, a controversial election overhaul just became law in Georgia, and it could pave the way for more changes around the country. Plus, a designated day encouraging people to speak up against Asian hate, a major expansion in the works at Disneyland, and some good news about America's national symbol, the bald eagle. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with deadly severe weather that ravaged the Southeast. A tornado killed at least 5 people in Alabama. Several others are still missing, but a search and rescue mission is underway in case they might be trapped under rubble. At least 6 tornadoes were confirmed in Alabama, 1 in Mississippi and 1 in Tennessee. Homes were leveled, trees toppled or ripped in half, and cars were overturned. Power lines came down, too, and at last check, there were tens of thousands of homes and businesses without electricity. Today, several Alabama school districts are closed, and some cities have put a curfew in place through the weekend. In the next few days, local officials hope to have a better idea of what they'll need in the way of donations or volunteers to help with cleanup and recovery. But at this point, they're still surveying the damage and trying to help those who lost everything find shelter. The U.S. government has a new goal for COVID-19 vaccines. President Biden now says he wants to see a total of 200 million shots go into Americans' arms by the time he marks his 100th day in office. That's double the number from his previous goal. But the country is on track to meet this new number. Already, more than 130 million doses have been given out, and today is Biden's 65th day in office. Now vaccines are going out faster than ever. The U.S. has been giving shots to about 2.5 million Americans every day on average. And more Americans are starting to become eligible. 6 U.S. states have already opened up vaccine appointments to everyone 16 and older. And CNN reports at least 26 more states plan to open eligibility to all adults by the end of next month. President Biden announced this new vaccine goal at the first solo news conference of his presidency. Also of note from that presser yesterday, Biden confirmed he's already planning to run in 2024 for a second term in office. He expects Vice President Harris will be his running mate once again. The swing state of Georgia now has new election laws in place that could address some of the controversial issues from the last election cycle. The state's governor signed the voting overhaul into law this week. One of the biggest things it impacts is mail-in voting. Now, under this new law, people in Georgia will have to give a photo ID. They'll also have less time to request an absentee ballot. And they'll have fewer places to drop them off since there are new limits on ballot drop boxes. This law also gives state lawmakers more control over the elections office. Lawmakers will appoint a new head of the state election board, and that board will be able to remove and replace county election officials as it sees fit. A couple other parts of his new law we want to mention. It adds an extra Saturday onto early voting, and it bans outside groups from handing out food or water to people who are waiting in line to vote. Now, Democrats and voting rights groups are saying all these changes are just going to discourage people in Georgia from voting at all, and they worry about a conflict of interest with lawmakers controlling too much of the process. But the governor is defending this new law. He and other Republicans who passed this law say it will help make sure the state's elections are secure and fair. Other supporters also say these changes will help officials process mail-in ballots sooner. Of course, this all follows a year of record-breaking voter turnout that flipped Georgia blue. Remember, Democrats won the two U.S. Senate runoffs, as well as the presidential race in what was once a reliably red state. And this is certainly not the only place where these kinds of new laws are being considered. The nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice says Republican lawmakers in 43 states have at least proposed hundreds of laws this year that would impact mail-in voting, early voting, and even election day voting, with things like stricter ID requirements and some limited hours. To be continued. Israel's fourth election in just 2 years has ended in a stalemate, and it's possible it might have to have a fifth election later this year. This is a big deal because Israel is one of the most powerful countries in the Middle East, and the U.S. considers it one of its most important allies. But its political system is pretty complicated. In Israel, each candidate needs to work with allies to win enough seats in the parliament to get a majority. Well, in this latest election, all sides came up short. To be clear, Israel's current prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, does not have just one rival in the country. There are more than a dozen parties who have enough votes to be in the Israeli parliament. And it looks like most don't trust Netanyahu right now. The prime minister is actually awaiting trial on corruption and fraud charges, though that might not be enough to remove him. The opposing parties don't necessarily agree on much else, so it would be hard no matter what for them to come together and form a new government. And Netanyahu is still hoping to stay in charge and pointing to his successes as prime minister. The AP says there are likely weeks of uncertainty still ahead. If, in the end, no one secures the majority, that means Israelis could be going back to the polls again. Tomorrow, people all over the world will unite in celebrating Earth Hour. The tradition involves people from more than 180 countries switching off their lights for 1 hour. And it's not just homes. You'll usually see many landmarks and city skylines go dark as well. It happens every year on the last Saturday in March. If you're asking why, it's really a symbolic gesture meant to call attention to the climate crisis. Earth Hour happens tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. wherever you live. All right, more news is coming up, but let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. And you know, when choosing a prenatal vitamin, it was really important to me that I could trust the ingredients I was putting in my body every day. And that's why I love that you'll never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants when taking Ritual multivitamins. And yes, I switched from the regular women's multivitamin to the prenatal, and I trust Ritual for both. But they also have vitamins for men and teens. And each of their options is scientifically developed to help support those different life stages. Plus, it's convenient. Your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients without wondering what's really in your vitamin. Ritual makes it clear and is now offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. Now back to the news. Once again, lawmakers grilled the CEOs of some of the biggest tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And as one congresswoman put it, the CEOs did something truly rare in Washington. They united Democrats and Republicans. But that unity was overwhelmingly against the tech companies. Lawmakers blame them for a wide range of societal problems. For example, division. This was the first time since the U.S. Capitol invasion the CEOs have been questioned. So each CEO was asked if his platform contributed to the spread of misinformation and planning of that attack. To that, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey responded, yes. But he also said technology is certainly not the only thing to blame. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg did not answer with a yes or no. He agreed there was more to blame, saying the division in the U.S. is really the result of politics and the media. When it comes to disinformation specifically, Democrats and Republicans both say things need to change, but they disagree on how. Republicans think social media platforms are censoring and removing too much content. Democrats think they're not removing enough and allowing harmful content to spread. Google's CEO Sundar Pichai acknowledged the issue as a, quote, big challenge without easy answers. But he noted the freedom of the web has been a powerful force of good for so many. Other issues brought up include the impact of social media on children. So what might actually come out of this hearing? Well, there's at least talk of Congress passing some sort of legislation. The tech leaders themselves likely expect federal mandates coming. But what that will look like exactly and when it might actually happen is still a big question mark. Stay tuned. Asian American lawmakers and community leaders are encouraging people and organizations around the country to take part in a Stop Asian Hate virtual day of action and healing. It was first started by lawmakers out of New York and California, and now other leaders are joining in. For example, the mayor in Dallas, Texas, formally proclaimed the day Stop Asian Hate Day in that city. Today was chosen because back on March 26, 1790, the Naturalization Act was signed into law. It said only white people could become U.S. citizens. Now organizers hope people will speak up and condemn the anti-Asian attacks and discrimination that continue today, especially as the number of incidents reported has gone up since the start of the pandemic. Already, the murders of 8 people in the Atlanta area last week, 6 of them of Asian descent, sparked nationwide protests. A list of actions to take part today include posting on social media with the hashtag #StopAsianHate and supporting community-based organizations that help the cause. There are some big new plans for Disneyland. The iconic resort in California has plans to expand. There aren't a ton of details just yet, but think new attractions and rides, alongside new shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Disney officials dubbed the plan Disneyland Forward, but it won't be happening right away. Disneyland has actually been closed for more than a year because of the pandemic. It's finally set to reopen next month. Then, Disney is hoping to get approval from the city for the new overhaul by the year 2023. A major Jewish holiday begins this weekend. Jews across the globe will observe Passover starting Saturday at sundown. The holiday then lasts 8 days. As part of the tradition, Jews eat unleavened bread called matzah instead of regular bread. Families also get together to eat traditional foods during a big meal called a Seder. Of course, last year, many families had to spend the holiday apart because of COVID-19. And this year, many are still thinking about using technology like video calls to see each other instead. All right, that's it for our main news today. But now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Make your mark in 2021 with chic, comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's is always up to date with what's in style, and they come in constantly changing variety of colors, prints, and patterns. I still love and wear the Rothy's flats I got last winter. I throw them on with almost any outfit, and they're hands down the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Plus, I can just toss them in the washing machine for a quick refresh whenever I need. I'm also a big fan of the lace-up shoes I bought more recently. They're comfortable and casual, yet still stylish. And perhaps you have a goal this year to buy more sustainable products. Well, Rothy's has you covered, not only because they'll last a long time, but also because their shoes and accessories are made out of plastic water bottles. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy, where style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. American bald eagles, once on the brink of extinction, are now thriving in the wild. A new government report shows the number of bald eagles has quadrupled over the last dozen years. In fact, federal wildlife officials say there are now more than 300,000 individual birds in 48 U.S. states. They also point to more than 70,000 breeding pairs now, compared to fewer than just 500 back in the 60s. Since then, there have been many efforts to protect these birds, including banning the pesticide DDT, and the bald eagle was put on the list of endangered species in most states until 2007. Now, these latest numbers are being called a major and historic success story. Of course, bald eagles are sacred to Native American tribes and to the U.S. in general as America's national symbol. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And thanks to all of our newsworthy insiders for your support. If you're interested in supporting the show and getting ad-free episodes, learn more at thenewsworthy.com/insider. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.